Hello, this is Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. My name's Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, great. Thank you. Quick reminder, this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had an appointment for today. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just calling because, well, now I have an answer because I didn't have a password or a username to get into my dashboard. But I messaged your guys' number and somebody gave it to me, so I have that now. But also I was wondering, like, see, I had sent some pictures to you guys and I'm just seeing if maybe somehow we can get, like, I sent you guys a lot of pictures, I don't know, like 80-something pictures for our gallery. And that's cool if someone wants to click on the gallery, but I'm seeing if we can have, like, you know, our best-looking pictures come up on our like, as our main picture coming up on the website. Like, because I just noted, and then I what is it? You guys are affiliated with Angie's, right? Or is it Yelp?
No, we're not
Yelp,
affiliated
right?
with Angie's.
It's
well,
Yelp,
we,
right?
We link
because
Yelp
I got on
now.
Yelp. I got on Yelp website, and Yelp has a picture that I did not send them. I don't pay Yelp anymore. I don't do business with them. But they have a picture of a job that we just did on their site, which is just confused me. I'm like, why do they have something I did not send them? And the thing is, it's a before picture. They didn't bother to post the after picture. So when someone hops on Yelp to look at my page, there's a really ugly picture of a landscape that's a before picture, and they didn't put the after picture, you know? So I'm like, why do they, and it's my first picture on there. I'm like, why are they upset that I'm not paying them anymore, or what's going on? Why would you do that, you know? So it's just an ugly picture they have on there. And then I did get questioned by you guys when I was setting it up, saying, I understand you guys don't want to pay Yelp for leads anymore, because we don't. But she's saying, what is your password? Because we're still, I don't know, you guys can still, like, what, put pictures on there? Or I don't know how it works. You guys are still connected. So I was wanting to see if when I find that information out, my login for Yelp, if I should send it. But it seems like you guys already have access to it. Because, like I said, that picture's on Yelp. So
okay, well,
are you guys still needing something from me to do that? Because my main thing with Yelp is I don't want to use the leads. I'm fine. I get enough work without using them. But I would like to have it set up so people can still hop on there and look and say, oh, I'm going to give this guy a call. Do you understand?
I do. And I'm looking to see what we were doing on Yelp because, let's see, this client wants this client have access. All right. So basically, yes, we do something very basic with Yelp, and we can do what you're saying if we have access to it. Now, if you didn't give us access yet, then we don't have it. But
yeah, well, the thing is that, like I said, I sent you guys a picture, and it's on Yelp, and I didn't send Yelp anything. So, like,
okay.
You guys have to already have access, because why would they have a picture of it?
I'm going to find out, but any place on the Internet can get information from anywhere, and they do. Like,
yeah, I'm just wondering why Yelp would be hopping on my Local Splash thing and pulling pictures, and I don't pay them anymore. Like, I have an account that's, like, past due balance on there that my wife set up to pay them because they've been calling, hounding about their payment. So my wife set something up to go ahead and get them their $300 paid. But the thing is, like, I wanted to just get that paid off, and I wanted to see if we can just leave the account. Like, do they charge you just to have an account? Like, just to have an account sitting there? So, like, when someone types my business name in, Yelp comes up, and then they click on it, and then there's my phone number. Does that cost money, or is it just the leads? Because that's what I'm not interested in with the Yelp. That's why when the lady brought up Yelp, me and my wife were like, no. Is that we just didn't like how we were competing with these jobs with every other company in town and being charged for it, even though we weren't getting the job. So, like, we're not wanting leads from them at all. But, like, when you guys are wanting the password and stuff to get onto the site, what is that for? Is what I'm asking.
Okay. Yes. So first of all, we have no relationship with Yelp. You know, I'll explain what we do when we ask for the password. We're not affiliated when somebody has a relationship and they're paying Yelp for leads. We're not ever involved in that. However, if somebody has an existing Yelp page and they give us access, then we can do what you're asking as far as updating pictures and things like that.
Okay. I would like that.
That's it. So I'm looking.
Okay, and you guys can maybe take their. Can you guys take reviews? Because I understand, they're reviews. They're jobs that I got through Yelp, but they're my reviews. So they're our business reviews. So are we able to take a picture of the reviews on their site and move it over and have it on my site? So I can build some more, because right now I have one review on Google, and it looks like I'm this brand new company who has no experience, and I got 40, 50 5-star reviews, I have a lot of, and I'm just seeing how can I get those moved over so people can see those.
Okay. Well, they can't go on Google. Google has to, you have to put your reviews directly on new reviews directly.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Can I put them on my website?
Yes, we could create a page on your website that we can copy and paste those on. Okay?
That'd be awesome.
And
I have also Angie's also. I don't know if you guys can do that with them too, but I'm not asking you to get on, log on. I'm just asking maybe when you look at the reviews, if you guys can snapshot the reviews and do the same thing, my website somehow. Because that would just be nice. It just makes me look more professional until I start getting, I have no issue getting new reviews. I'm going to get plenty of them through Google, but right now I would just like to be shown what I am as a business. I'm experienced. I do good work. I don't want people to be like, oh, should we hire him? He has one review. Oh, he must not know what he's doing. And it's even if they can just see those other ones, oh, wow, he's got plenty of reviews. I've got multiple jobs from reviews, people saying, hey, we pulled up your reviews. You got a lot of 5-star reviews. And I'm like, yeah, and then they hire me. So I just want to be able to utilize that.
Okay. Give me just a moment to put in a request about Yelp. I'm just going to find out. I'm just going to ask if we have access or not to it already. One moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody's checking right now to find out so I can answer you while we're on the call if we already have access to Yelp or not, okay? As far as what we talked about the reviews, I'm going to request them to make a new page, a new heading for reviews and copy and paste from Yelp and Home Advisor.
That'd be awesome.
Sorry. Okay.
That'd be badass. And I even have some on Next Door.
Got it. Well, it sounds like you have a high number of them already between these two. It's going to be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The more the merrier. And I want to let you guys know, and from now on forward, every job I've been doing, I've been sending the link for, your guys's. And is there any way you could send that to me again so I can save it? Because I didn't save the link for the reviews.
Sure.
So that's how you do it, right? You just send them the link when you're done, and They fill it out and it gets put. Am I live on Google yet to the point where someone types in landscaping in Grand Junction? Am I popping up yet? Because I know my website's live, but I still haven't been able to like type my name in and put landscaping companies near me or prestige landscaping near me, and I still don't come up.
Okay.
And if I do, I definitely don't have reviews, because I know some other companies, you know, they have their review stars right next to their name. You know, it says like WDRs or 5-star rated. You know, it's like I don't have that yet, and I was told I'd be listed on the front page of Google within 45 to 60 days of signing up. So I just want to make sure that's still what I'm expecting.
That is what you're expecting. Give me just a moment. Make sure.
Yeah, go ahead and take
care
of that first. Sorry.
You're going through a lot of questions without me answering them.
Well, that's enough. That's all the questions I have.
I just want an opportunity to answer them. And so right now I'm sending you the review link. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to send you something. First of all, I just sent you a text message with your review link. And
okay, cool.
And then I'm going to send you an email that tells you how to give us access to your Yelp page. It's not about having your username and password. There's a specific way to give us access. And so I'll send you that email. Also, you had asked about something in the beginning of the call that I wanted to go back to. Oh, if you ever lose your review link again, if you go in your dashboard onto the tab that says reviews, that link is saved there too.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And you're right about 45 to 60 days being the average time for most businesses to be found on Google.
Okay.
But here it's about 2 weeks right now, so I'll just give it a little
more time. So I'm signed up for about 2 weeks?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. So when are my payments due, ma'am?
Sure. Well, let me check right now.
Same time every month, or is it like from 30 days from when I signed up?
Yes, it's always going to be on the 16th of August for you. It's the 16th of each month.
August, I owe $250?
Yeah, the next one is on the 16th at
$249. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Cool. And,
so I'm resending you an email about Yelp.
I just wanted to highlight if there's any way. I do have one more thing. We have a landscape business, you know, and we do all types of work. Like right now I just quoted cleaning up some flower beds and trimming some bushes, but our bread and butter is landscape design. So I just wanted to make sure, like, when you guys look through the pictures and, like, you put them on the site and you choose, like, oh, this is the best picture. Let's put that for front picture. I just wanted to make sure that you guys are highlighting, like, our landscape design, like our big jobs, like our, you know, like rather than like a weed cleanup. You don't understand what I'm saying? I'm not trying to complain. I'm just
we can do this. It's a matter of perspective. Everybody's idea of what, you know, is different, and you know best. So because the truth is, and you brought me back to one of your first questions. I think you wanted to change the cover page, the cover picture on the website. I think that you were asking about that. Am I right? Are you talking about the first picture on the front of the website, or?
Yeah. Well, I'm just asking if, like, when I hopped on my website to look at my gallery, it was just, like, a few pictures, and none of them are any of our, like, great jobs. You know,
it's kind of, like, random work. There's a couple of them that are all right, but that's why I sent a bunch more. So as long as people are able to get on the website and click and look through the images, that's all that matters. And I just want to make sure, like, when I click these pictures and send them to you, I made sure to send, like, the before picture before and then right after the after picture.
But I couldn't write anything, though. On the dashboard, there doesn't give me a little spot to write, like, before picture and after picture. So I just had to click them and send them. I wasn't able to put a text on there. So I'm just hoping that they can decipher between that. Like, hey, this is obviously the before picture. This is obviously the after picture. Let's put two and two together. And, you know, so I just want to make sure of that, you know. And I just want to highlight. We have some jobs. If you look through all my pictures, there's some of them that just look really good. You know, they're beautiful rockscapes. And I just want those to be seen more than I want, like, a before and after, like, a weed cleanup type thing, you know. I just want to get our main... The main thing, you know. I want to, like, all this other cleanups, that's our side work, that's what we do on the side, but our bread and butter is the landscape design, so.
Got it. What I want to say, where did you send the pictures? You were talking about being in the dashboard about the pictures and sending the pictures.
Yeah, I got on the dashboard and I clicked 85 pictures, and then I logged out of the dashboard.
Okay, so we don't have those.
You don't have any of the pictures that I sat there and took an hour to do.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm looking at 4, 8, 9 pictures on your channel.
Why are they not on there? That's what I'm understanding.
Yeah, and I didn't know that you could upload 85 all at once. I'm going to tell you this. When you send pictures, if you send them, upload them, or email them, they upload it for exactly how you send them unless you're giving us instructions. Let me see. So you were in your dashboard. I'm not sure that you can do such a large amount at once. I'm going to tell you, maybe you might want to redo it and send them in an email, or in smaller amounts at a time. But if you had a way
of... Should I just send them to your guys' text message number?
Because
I got a response when I messaged saying I needed my username and password. Like, I got it the next day. Like, can I just send it to that?
If you're sending pictures, you
can... I got on the dashboard and I clicked all the pictures and it didn't say nothing about, like, oh, this is too many. You know, usually, like, when you're on your phone, you're going to send too many pictures at once and you're able to do it, you know, like...
Yeah, you think you would have a warning.
Yeah. I don't get a warning or anything about it. So I just thought it was, I assumed it was on there. And I took a lot of time doing that.
I apologize.
I don't want to mess with that dashboard. I just want to send me the text message if that's possible. And you guys can put it on there? Or the dashboard kind of is me able to do it myself, right? That's what that is?
The dashboard is so you can do things yourself, but you don't have to do things yourself. Okay. You can send them to us.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you.
So how many can I do at a time? Is it one at a time? Three at a time? You know?
If a text message, if it's 85, that's going to be a lot of, as far as I know, one at a time. Like, let me find out if I can have somebody advise you on that. I'm trying to get you an answer because I'm not as familiar with uploading the pictures. I will say, once we have all your pictures and you can see them in the dashboard, then they can be rearranged and moved around into a different order. But what I do want to say is that once we do have all the pictures and you see them and you ask us, okay, I want you to put, if you ask us to put specific pictures in a different place, we can do that too. Okay, I'm being told that the quality when you send it through a text message is not as good. You can send pictures through text message, but I'm being informed that the quality is not as good.
Okay.
You send them through, can you reply to an email that I'm going to send you?
Yeah.
it's on the bike or the dashboard. How many can I send to the dashboard at a time?
Okay. Let me see if I can get an answer on that. Because the dashboard's easier for you, then let me just find out.
Yeah, sure. That's why you guys have it, right? It's supposed to be easier.
Absolutely. Let me just try to get you an answer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's my fault. I should have known it's cat campaign.
Are you speaking? There's so much interference, it's hard for me to tell.
I'm just saying, I can figure it out. I'll figure out.
You let me know. If you want to hold a moment, then I try to get you that answer. And if you're just saying you can figure it out, I'm sure I would try it in smaller amounts.
Okay.
And also, the changes to the website with your reviews is going to be, it's going to be a few days, up to a week for a change like that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fine.
All right. Oh, that's better.
There.
Yes, I apologize. I'm just waiting for an answer from our team.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I just switched from my
checking
my phone to my headset. I just wanted to make sure I was on
the phone. It's good. It's better. There was so much noise whatever the other way was.
Yeah.
You know, one of the pages that's not on your website, you know how you have different pages, landscape services, one of them that's not there is landscape design. Do you want me to
request? Yeah, that's what I should have. Yeah, that's the main thing our business does, man. Like that, to be honest, like the picture of the guy on that big-ass lawnmower, like I don't, can I actually ask for that picture to be removed and maybe just a picture of like somebody with a push mower? Because I don't have a mower like that, you know, that's like
so
a big mower, and I just don't want to be. So if I could maybe, I'm just asking if I get that picture changed to a different type of like lawn care picture. That's all I'm asking.
We can, but I want to ask you,
yeah,
do you still want that titled commercial lawn maintenance?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, you just remove that big, put a regular. Kind of mower.
Is that what it says? Commercial lawn maintenance.
Yeah, that title right there is commercial lawn maintenance. With that big.
What is it? Residential on there?
There's a different one that says residential landscape maintenance. So do you want to just remove the commercial page and replace that with landscape design?
You know, I would like it to just say, no, I like the commercial, but instead of saying commercial lawn care, can it just say like commercial landscaping? Just like the residential doesn't say the residential lawn care, it says residential landscaping. So that maybe you can just put commercial landscaping.
Okay. Commercial landscaping. Let me change that. We're going to request that title to change. And then
maybe just a different picture. Just a different picture. Just somebody doing some work or bushes being trimmed or maybe like a smaller mower, like a little zero turn or a push mower. Just I'm open-minded. I like how you guys created the website. I'm not complaining, but it's just the first thing you see when you get on that site is that, and that's not what I'm aiming at. If I could have all my dream customers call me, I would want them to call and say, Jeremy, I need my yard turned into a xeriscape. Or Jeremy, I'm wanting to put in a new landscape around my property. Like that's what I'm wanting to do for work. I'm not wanting to be mowing grass more than I'm wanting to be designing. Like we have a lawn care part of the business, but like I want to attract people that when they're wanting to spend $20,000-$30,000 to get a landscape, I want them to call me. I'd rather have that business than somebody saying, I need my yard mowed for $50. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying take it all off. I just want that picture change. And if you could put the first thing that pops up on the site when somebody logs on is landscape design. And then maybe a picture of a beautiful landscape.
Okay. So we're going to add
a xeriscape. If you guys could do like a badass xeriscape. You know what a xeriscape is, right? Like a rockscape. Like a modern front yard, like, you know, rocks, a little bit of grass, some mulch over here, some bushes, just kind of a modern landscape.
I know what you're saying.
A xeriscape. Yeah.
What about, you see the type of picture that's in that first one that shows sort of a rock, shows bushes and a rock. Walkway.
Yeah. Well, hold on. On the website.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
I think.
Yeah, just when, you know, I'm just open minded. Just a nice pretty landscape. Yeah.
Okay. All right, and once we get your pictures,
I don't want to be too picky about it.
Well, we can change these anytime. So let me tell you. Well, if we make changes and you want something.
Yeah, so what picture are you saying? Yeah, like that. Yeah, like that. That's awesome. Yeah. Something like that, you know, or a xeriscape, like I said. You guys can type xeriscape and you would see a bunch of pretty xeriscapes come up. Just something like that.
Okay.
And then when I come down the line, I have a before and after picture. It says company overview. I would just like a different before after picture of a job on there because, you know, that's a good job we did, but I don't want that being our highlighted picture. Because to be honest, when you look at that, the average eye is like, hey, what did this guy even do? I don't really see. Oh, he did the flower bed. I've had jobs that we've turned, you know, the front yards completely like old mulch with weeds growing in, and we redid it, and it's a completely new landscape. You know, so that's why I would just, you guys can sift through and find like maybe a better picture of a landscape for that cover photo. Or I can send it to you and put a message on it and say, this is what I want for my company overview picture.
Okay, so the company overview would so you're not talking about the cover photo. You're talking about on the About Us page?
I don't even.
Describe exactly where you are when you see it.
I'm on the website, you know.
Right.
When I'm logging in, it says Prestige Landscaping LLC. It says expert services, that's fine. And it says commercial lawn maintenance. That's the one that I want switched to commercial landscaping. And then it says company overview. and then it says before. And I just would like a different picture on there.
Okay, I don't see that, so just a moment. I'm on a computer, and I'm trying to look for, okay, company interview overview. I got it. All right.
I would just, I like that. You know, I want it on my website, but I just don't want it as my main picture. I'd rather have, if you guys were to look through it, like I have a really beautiful, like, little flower bed with yucca plants. I have another one that's like a rockscape with like a, it's like a white French drain coming down it. Like, it's like dark rock with white rocks coming down. Like, I don't know. I just have better pictures.
Right.
So I guess I can, what I'm asking is I can send you a text message asking, like, can you please put this picture as my company overview picture?
Yes, yes.
I can do that, right? Okay, cool. All right, well, we'll work on that. I don't mean to bombard you with everything.
Well, I'm going to just tell you that...
hey, there's already a commercial landscape section on here. Yeah, commercial landscape service. Yeah, it's already on there.
Wait a minute, let me look. And I was going to say, everything that you're asking, you know, we can do them all. You're right. You have commercial landscape service and commercial lawn.
You're
maintenance.
Fine, ma'am. Hey, how about you just, ma'am, just the commercial lawn care maintenance, just leave it. It's fine. Just leave it. It's fine. Your guys' pictures are like that's a nice picture, you know, like no one's complaining about that. So I'm sorry if you already started doing that or whatever, but just forget about that. My main thing is just these pictures. So that's on me. I kind of fucked up with the pictures. And so I'll make sure I'm going to send you guys a bunch of pictures if you can get them put on my gallery. And then I will specifically send a text or an email saying these pictures are the ones I want highlighted.
Okay. Well, I'll describe exactly where you want them, not just highlight.
Yeah, exactly where I want them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cool.
You can do that. Okay. And I'll
yep,
put it
that
in
that works for me, ma'am.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Even after it's done, it's no problem at all ever to say you still want to change this or that. We'll do it always, okay?
Okay, cool. Sweet. All right, well, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.